This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم to all of you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. If thou art wise, incline towards the essential truth, for that remains while the things that are external pass away. He who has neither knowledge, generosity, nor piety resembles a man in form alone. He sleeps at peace beneath the ground, who may tranquil the hearts of men. Give now of thy gold and bounty, for eventually will it pass from thy grasp. Open the door of thy treasure today, for tomorrow the key will not be in thy hands. If thou would not be distressed on the day of judgment, forget not them that are distressed. Drive not the poor man empty from thy door, lest thou should wander before the doors of strangers. He protects the needy who fears that he himself may become needful of the help of others. Art not thou too a supplicant? Be grateful, and turn not away them that supplicate thee. بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم to all of you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. Welcome to another episode of For a Better Life. And today, this is Nahid having the honor of being with you on another episode. Well, as we just previously heard in the great poem by Saadi Shirazi, the poet and prose writer of Persia, we are going to talk about benevolence today. That part of our life, that perspective of our life that sometimes, based on different reasons, considering our hectic lifestyle, considering our lots of things that we got to do, the things that we have on our plates, sometimes we do not consider it as important as it needs to be. Let's start by mentioning some really nice parts of Ahadith based on what we have in the Islamic source. And then see how a poet who was a Muslim at that time is right away connecting all the things and beliefs that were rooted in the basics, in the foundation of this religion of Islam, of the in the most completed version of a religion that a person can seek. How this poet and prose writer has connected this idea, and what reminders can it give to us? Like, what triggers can we see here? Well, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam had said, anyone who wants to be far from fire and enter paradise, his life should end while he still confesses that there is no God but Allah, and that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, and while he seeks to behave with people in the same manner that he expects them to behave with him. So you see, the importance here is glorious. We are monitoring the hadith in which the great prophet of Islam is putting the factors of believing in Allah and then believing in the messenger next to the way we are behaving towards people. So this message is already clear here, that the importance of this level, the importance of the way we are behaving towards people, is being put on the next side of the way we are believing in Allah and the Prophet in the view of the great Prophet of Islam. He also had said, one of the rights of Muslims is to like for each other the good things that they like for themselves and to dislike for each other the bad things that they dislike for themselves. So one of the features and highlighted characteristics of a Muslim is to know the way they want to behave towards other people and consider the other people in the same shoes as themselves. Also, in another hadith, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam mentions, the right of your co-religionist is to intend for him peace and mercy, and to like for him what you like for yourself, and to dislike for him what you dislike for yourself, too. On the fact that we need to be aware of what we want from other people and what we want for other people, again, Imam Baqir alayhi salam mentions, love your Muslim brother, like for him what you like for yourself, and dislike for him what you dislike for yourself. Like, this hadith has been handed down from the Prophet and then mentioned by our great imams. And then again, we are seeing that this a feature of knowing that the way we behave towards other people is describing, is being the definition, is defining the way we are introducing ourselves as having the face of a true Muslim person.
ارتباطتون رو با خدا قوی کنید. در مسائل دینی به نقاط عقلانی و ظریف.
Improve your connection with God. Pay attention to logical and detailed points in religious issues and learn them from great masters. There are sentiments in religion, but they rely on deep ideality and deep thought. This thought must be learned.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
Bad people are the two-faced and the double-tongued. They who praise their brethren in their presence and backbite others in their absence. They who envy their brethren for their favors and abase them in their afflictions. Well, we just heard Imam Kazim alayhi salam's hadith and the way he is describing the bad people as having the two-faced, like the way we are behaving and the way we are keeping our face as the kind person. This can be connected to benevolence more clearly, that when we are in the presence of other people, we pretend to be the kindest, the most understanding people on earth. And then as soon as it comes to us being put on the other side, being put behind their back, we start to backbite and show that feature that is not clear, that picture that is not a good picture for a Muslim person. I'm sure that as Muslims, we are all, of course, aware that our religion has ever wanted us to be so, wanted us to act based on. So the fact here is that trigger, that reminder, that alarm for us to know that even if you're falling in the trap, hey, wake up, you're a Muslim, you're not going to be acting like so. In the Holy Quran, our great creator makes it even more obvious by putting it this way. And your Lord has commanded that you shall not worship but him and show goodness to your parents. If either or both of them reach old age with you, say not to them so much as ah, nor behave bad towards them. But speak to them in a generous word, means using the good words when you are talking to them. And make yourself submissively gentle to them with compassion and say, oh my Lord, have compassion on them as they brought me up small. This example is what from childhood till now, we have always been upset that the way you are behaving with your parents really matters. Or if your friend even gives you a nice present, you will certainly thank them. So these people are giving you their whole youth, their whole energy, their whole effort. Everything is going to be devoted to you. So the example, this sample of parents is one of the most glorious ways in which our religion is showing why we have the matter of benevolence highlighted in Islam, why we need to know about it a lot. And there are also too many other examples of considering benevolence and acting well towards other people. We can remember Imam Ali's kind behavior to the slaves. Imam Hassan's alayhi salam, Imam Hassan alayhi salam's kind behavior to the slaves, the way they did their best to free slaves from the service that they were supposed to provide. Close your eyes and remember Imam Ali's behavior towards kids, towards the less advantaged people of the society. In this way, we can see that our religion itself is the best example of seeing this feature of benevolence. That is probably the reason why a prose writer and poet years ago was believing in this religion and wrote the text that is full of the teachings and messages of our religion as if he was the voice of our religion being put in a prose. Well, that was all for today's For a Better Life. I hope you enjoyed it. Until another episode, I wish you kindness, I wish you benevolence, I wish you the best. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The only thing that remains is that feeling of warmth in your heart that will always